Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 27, Johannesburg 25 and Mbombela 24. The city of Tshwane says its technicians are still working around the clock to restore power at the Pyramid substation in the northern part of Pretoria. It caught fire on Wednesday, leading to power outages in the areas around the substation. Here's city power spokesperson Lindela Mashigo.
New panels and other equipment have now been delivered at the site to replace the burned ones. The team is now preparing to switch off the Royval Wadlu 132 kV line to allow the team to remove the damaged transformer and other live equipment.
And in Limpopo, Premier Popi Ramatuba says those who don't want to come to work after the Thabazimbi municipality was put under administration should rather stay away.
It's all about people. It's never about an individual. Employees who are not coming to work, I'm going to tell them today that they must look for another job. If you don't want to work, then get out. We will hire somebody who will come and do the work.
The municipality was placed under administration following a unanimous decision taken by the National Council of Provinces yesterday. And lobby group Not In My Name has welcomed the hefty sentencing handed down to convicted Ekurhuleni serial rapist Nkosinathi Phakathi. The 40-year-old was sentenced in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court to 42 life terms, which amount to 791 years. Here's the group's Secretary General Tembo Masango.
We hope that this sentence will deter other would-be perpetrators and instill a sense of faith in our judicial system.
Regional spokesperson for the National Prosecuting Authority, Lumka Manjana, echoes his sentiments.
The NPA hopes that the sentence will send a strong message that the NPA takes matters of sexual offences seriously.
And finally, the Treatment Action Campaign has hailed the introduction of a new HIV prevention medicine as life-changing. The TAC believes it could curb new infections. Now, the drug is manufactured by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Gilead. The company has signed licensing deals with six generic drug makers to produce and sell its HIV prevention medicine in lower-income countries. TAC chairperson Simbongile Chabalala says unlike other prevention methods, the new drug gets injected once every 6 months.
One will just go to the facility once after 6 months to be injected with this drug, and it lasts longer on your body. So I believe that people will use it, because when you go to facility, no one will know what you are going to do. But also, it's an easy way of preventing yourself from being infected with HIV.
I'm Marlene Fouchier. Hoofnuus die uur, die Tshwane Metro sê hulle werk onverpoosd voort om die Pyramid substasie in Pretoria te herstel sodat inwoners nie meer in die donker sit nie.
Yeah. FM party night.
This is the house that funk built. Groove Armada style. All right, I'm checking all y'all out this evening and I see you sitting around. But we ain't gonna have none of that this evening, child. Shaking that ass, I see you, baby. Shaking that ass.